Welcome to episode 144, or episode 12 squared, of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes the object so interesting to astronomers. So, I will now turn on the random number generator. The random number generator has returned the coordinates of 16 hours, 59 minutes, 6.7 seconds for ascension, and negative 52 degrees, 42 minutes, 43 seconds declination. These coordinates point to the open cluster NGC 6253, which basically looks like a loose gravitationally bound collection of yellow and red stars. The cluster is located at a distance of roughly 1.8 kiloparsecs in the constellation Ara, which is supposed to represent an altar. This constellation is sufficiently obscure that I frequently forget that I've actually talked about this constellation before in my podcast, and I would guess that people listening to this podcast series have also forgotten about it. Anyway, NGC 6253 has a series of characteristics that make it somewhat unusual in terms of open clusters, and being in the constellation Ara is not one of those characteristics. First of all, NGC 6253 is old by open cluster standards. The age of any cluster is determined by looking at which hydrogen-fusing stars are present within the object. Very massive, very bright blue hydrogen-fusing stars will burn through all of their hydrogen in their cores in just a few million years and will explode to supernovae, while Sun-like stars will take 10 billion years to burn through the hydrogen in their cores before becoming red giants and then transforming into planetary nebulae, and red dwarfs will, very plainly, live for extremely long times. NGC 6253, which doesn't contain the very bright blue stars, but does contain the Sun-like stars and things somewhat brighter than the Sun, as well as red dwarfs, is about 3 billion years old, which is quite old as far as clusters go. Most other open clusters tend to get shredded by the tidal forces of the Milky Way after a few hundred million years or so, so for any open cluster to make it to an age of over 1 billion is quite unusual. However, NGC 6253's age is not its most unusual characteristic. What makes this cluster especially weird is that the outer atmospheres of the stars within the cluster tend to contain abnormally high amounts of elements heavier than hydrogen or helium. All hydrogen-fusing stars, including the Sun, are not just balls of pure hydrogen with small amounts of helium in their cores. Instead, they contain small amounts of other elements that were drifting around in the interstellar clouds of gas that they originally formed from. Some of these heavier elements formed within very massive stars that exploded as supernovae, while other heavy elements formed in the nuclear processes that take place when stars eject their outer gas layers when they reach the ends of their lifespans, either forming supernovae explosions or planetary nebulae. These heavy elements build up in the interstellar medium over time, so stars that formed when our galaxy was younger will contain fewer heavy elements than stars that formed later. However, it's very unusual to see stars with substantially more heavy elements than what the Sun has in its outer atmosphere, and NGC 6253 is one of the very few clusters of stars where this is the case. Notably, the stars contain high amounts of oxygen and iron, which are two of the elements that astronomers commonly look at to calculate the overall ratio of heavy elements to hydrogen. By the way, astronomers refer to these heavy elements as metals, and the ratios of these heavy elements to hydrogen as measuring metallicity. But oxygen and some of the other elements that astronomers call metals are not metals in the sense that most other normal, rational human beings would think. So I've avoided using the term medalist in my podcast series because it would confuse everyone outside of professional astronomy. Anyway, the big question regarding NGC 6253 is, why do the stars within the cluster contain such high amounts of these heavy elements in the first place? One notable possibility is that NGC 6253 may have formed very close to the center of the Milky Way. This is an older part of the Milky Way where stars have been forming and dying for a longer period of time, and therefore where dying stars have been able to deposit more heavy elements into the interstellar medium. The only problem with this explanation is that NGC 6253 does not necessarily look like it originated from the center of the galaxy. Instead, the orbit of NGC 6253 makes it look like it originated from somewhere in the disk of the Milky Way, somewhere a little bit inside the orbit of the Sun, but nowhere near the center of the galaxy. Unfortunately, I could not find any science papers providing any other good explanation of why any open cluster might contain abnormally large amounts of heavy elements, or, in confusing professional astronomy terms, why some clusters of stars have extremely high metallicities if they did not form in the center of the Milky Way. But I assume that people will eventually revisit this question regarding NGC 6253 in future research. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of NGC 6253 in the sky is a place in the South Pacific Ocean that can be described as either slightly over 2,000 kilometers from southern Chile or slightly under 2,200 kilometers from Antarctica. It's another one of those places in the Pacific Ocean where no one goes. So I'll just skip on to saying that the website for this podcast is www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can go to the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. Also, you can always leave me feedback at one of the social media accounts for this podcast, including Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and now Blue Sky. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.